Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon with a reminder about a time when the hashtag MeToo movement rocked the nation's conscience and it raised attention about what many referred to as a dark backroom culture of sexual harassment and abuse of women in the workplace. And one of the powerful men in America, then movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, and claims about widespread abuse catapulted the movement into prominence and Weinstein into a court of law and a conviction in 2020, which would set the tone for many others to follow. Well, appeals courts threw out that conviction, prompting prosecutors with some new and some returning witnesses to do it again. And now an older and feeble Weinstein with less bravado back at the defense table, hoping for a different outcome. Our Juliet Papa covered the case then. She's back 5 years later, joining us live, leading our broadcast with Me Too Now. Juliet.
That's right. And in fact, Harvey Weinstein back in this courtroom in a wheelchair, but watching and listening very intently, taking notes, and even jurors leaning forward as the lawyers outlined their respective cases. We heard both prosecution and defense this morning. The prosecutor started out with these lines: I make or break careers. You owe me this. I don't take no for an answer. These are the lines they say that Weinstein used to pressure three young women into unwanted sexual contact. Now, the new accuser in this case who plans to testify, she was then 16 years old, just here from Poland with a modeling contract. Now, the defense attorney acknowledged Weinstein was one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood. He said, don't judge the movie by the one scene the prosecutors want to portray. He says these were long-term consensual relationships, and he says the women wanted Harvey Weinstein to help them, and he added, the casting couch is not a crime scene. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Juliet, our thanks to you for that. We'll check back later today. But the Nassau County DA has dropped a ghost gun case now against the Massapequa dentist, although officials say they didn't want to. This coming after a judge ruled the police did an unauthorized search. 65-year-old Dr. Paul Carey was allegedly found with an arsenal of illegal weapons in his house, but the 74-count case lodged against him was dropped because the judge ruled it was found during a botched raid. Carey practiced out of his Riviera Drive East home. State Supreme Court Justice Robert Schwartz dismissed and sealed the case. Carey's attorney, John Carman, says, quote, when police overstep their authority and conduct unreasonable searches, only the courts can intervene to protect the rights of citizens. Nassau DA Ann Donnelly tried to appeal the ruling and tried to get a new trial, which she planned to use dozens of ghost guns, silencers, and 3,000 rounds of ammo that is found in the dentist's home as evidence, but the appeal failed, and that was the last move on that. The case stemmed from a February 2021 incident between Carey and his office secretary. Carey could have gotten 25 years in prison if he was convicted. On the Upper West, the things you find down in an old basement, and they're calling this an out-of-this-world discovery.
the cremated remains of a well-known space expert who died just before NASA launched its first rocket.
The canister containing the ashes of Willie Ley were found by the super of the West 67th Street building in a section of the basement known as the dungeon.
It was very old. I was cremated in somewhere in Fresh Pond Road, Queens.
Co-op president Don Nadeau was intrigued and eventually discovered Ley was a science writer who in 1944 predicted space travel but died before it became a reality.
How did he end up here? And we don't have a good answer.
With no known next of kin, she's trying to have the ashes spread at the moon crater named for him.
Or perhaps in space for all eternity so he can inspire other people to, you know, reach for the stars.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
In other news, a pair of teenagers face a minimum 10-year sentence in the 2022 fatal shooting of an 11-year-old girl in the Bronx. Prosecutors say 15-year-old Matthew Golden was aiming for another kid when he allegedly fired the shot that hit Kara Tay. And they say 18-year-old Omar Bojang was driving the moped Godwin was on at the time of the shooting. Both of the defendants accepted a plea deal, both facing murder, manslaughter, and weapons charges. Their sentencing is in the Bronx Criminal Court today. Down at the teachers' union, the leadership wants to know, what's the holdup? UFT President Michael Mulgrew says the DOE is moving slower than fingernails across a long chalkboard in reimbursing teachers their money for mileage and tuition.
For thousands of DOE employees, traveling from school to school is part of the job. And what's in the contract? Being reimbursed for these travels. But that's not the case.
This DOE payroll system, it's constant problems. Somebody's got to put their foot down.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew says thousands of DOE workers are impacted by this. A majority of them haven't been reimbursed for over a year, and in some cases, nearly 3 years.
People should not be waiting this long. Today's economy, this is their money. They work for it. They're supposed to be reimbursed for this. This is part of their contract.
The DOE says they are working diligently to make sure that any outstanding claims are processed within the next 120 days. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds has reached out to the city DOE for comment. So far, we've heard nothing. We'll leave it to NYC Dot to come out with a batch of catchy street signs to memorialize a popular buzz phrase for people as they leave Brooklyn.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Today's borough-specific release is part of the city's monthly sign drops. It's pulled from a wide range of handmade signs from the DOT sign shop, which produces about 70,000 of signs a year. Few words are more closely associated with our city and its most populous borough, and Commissioner Yordanis Rodriguez says this sign showcases a slogan that reinforces Brooklyn's iconic status in pop culture. But let us remind you, the signs are limited, so if you want one, you might want to get to stepping, or you can forget about it. Well, they are as quintessential New York as bagels, dirty water dogs, and 1010 Winds. That is Bodega Cats, the furry cultural icons who keep our corner stores pest-free, roaming the shops and sidewalks. So it's no small wonder that a guy named Dan Ramada has started a fundraiser on Instagram to make sure these fixtures get the health care they deserve.
With the advent of these different Instagram accounts, they've become really solidified and more cherished than I think they've ever been before. They're part of our culture, and I think it's up to the community to, like, provide the best care we can.
Yeah, he's running the fundraiser alongside other notable Bodega Cat Instagram accounts. They say most Bodega Cats get the health care they need, but the organizers of Bodega Cats of New York fundraiser say this is for our little New Yorkers who are left in the dark. In New Jersey, fire officials say that massive wildfire in Ocean County that broke out yesterday could be the biggest in 20 years if it continues to grow. It's grown to about 11,600 acres, but Bill Donnelly, chief of the New Jersey Forestry Service, says it could continue to grow. It's still under investigation. And the fire in the Greenwood Management Area, the Jones Road Fire, only 30% contained. Donnelly says wildfires in New Jersey are on the increase since a year ago.
We were at 310 wildfires. For a total of 315 acres burned. This year, for this same period, we're at 662 wildfires with 16,572 acres burned.
One commercial building completely destroyed as the flames raced towards an industrial complex in Lacey Township last night. More than 25,000 homes and businesses remain without power today, according to JCP&L's online outage tracker. But they thought it was a good idea to help keep restaurant businesses going in the wake of the pandemic, that is sidewalk dining. The city's dining out NYC program caught on, but now the debate continues over how to regulate it, and it's drawn a meeting of the city's oversight committee.
The fact that it's seasonal just half the year means costs have gone through the roof for restaurateurs like Megan Rickerson, paying to build it, then paying to take it down.
I had to forego paying myself a few times to make sure that I could afford outdoor dining.
She estimates $8,000 to $10,000 a year, and the application process is described as confusing. DOT First Deputy Commissioner Margaret Forgione.
Some of that comes back to a complicated process that comes back to both the local law and the city charter.
She wants to get through the first year and see how restaurants are doing once the program settles in. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.